Hebrews chapter number 6, the book of Hebrews chapter number 6, and you find your place. Let's all stand together and we'll give reverence to the reading of the word of the Lord if you're able to, and if not, we want you to reverence him in your heart, and we care a whole lot more about that. I appreciate the Lord giving us another opportunity to be here, and I really pray God will help us tonight. And my desire would be, I want to be effective, want to try to be a blessing to the people, want to try to honor the Lord Jesus Christ above everything else. Book of Hebrews, one of my favorite books in the Bible, and I like everything. There's not a bad spot in Hebrews to preach from. You just open it up, and wherever it's at, it would work, and it'd fit probably just about at any time. And I was talking with Joshua. I've been studying a whole lot about the difference between law and grace. And if Lord help us, I preach on that sometime. But I got up this morning just praying, and I got just a couple of words on my heart. Really just one word on my heart. And it's been on my heart all day, and we're just going to try to follow the Lord. Bible says in the book of Hebrews chapter number 6, in verse number 1, said, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, of the doctrine of baptisms, of laying on of hands, resurrection of the dead, and eternal judgment. Said, and this we will do if God permit. It is impossible for those who once enlightened, tasted of the heavenly gift, made partakers of the Holy Ghost, and have tasted of the good word of God, the powers of the world to come. They shall fall away to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh, and put him to an open shame. Said, for the earth which drinketh in the rain that cometh off upon it, and bringeth forth herbs meet for them by whom it's dressed, receive blessing from God. But that which beareth thorns and briars is rejected, nigh unto cursing. And the Bible said, whose end is to be burned. But I want you to notice these next two verses. It said, but beloved, we are persuaded better things of you, things that accompany salvation. Though we thus speak, for God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which you have showed toward his name, and that you've ministered it to the saints and do minister. Heavenly Father, we thank you again for letting us come this way. God, we appreciate every good song of Zion. Lord, I'd ask you for a few minutes of time. Oh, Lord, we pray that you'd anoint us one more time tonight. I pray, help us, Lord God in heaven, how to say only those things you'd have us to say. I pray, Lord, that you'd help the word of God sound clearly. I pray, God, that you'd open up hearts to receive it. Father, we pray if there's folks here that don't know you, our greatest desire would be that they'd know you today. Lord, we've got her there on the back of the church as a constant reminder to me. And God, there's nobody in this place that came to see Kevin or anybody else. But Lord, they came to see you. And Lord, we don't know what shape they're in. I don't know where they stand at tonight. But God, I'm praying this. If you'd help us for a few minutes of time, God, just to magnify the Lord Jesus Christ, and to help us to make you real big, and to help us to get real small, then God, we have little doubt in our mind. God, everybody here that wants help will get it. Father, I believe what you said. God, and if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. And Lord, I'm praying you do that now. Lord, I love you and I thank you. In Christ's name, I do humbly beg and ask, amen and amen. I say this to you, friend, just as you find this place, just to sort of make sure we're all on the same page. What's happening in the book of Hebrews, as you understand when you get saved then, it wasn't like it is now. Everybody in a Baptist church, I didn't welcome you with open arms, and they didn't baptize you and all that sort of thing, and the love on you. But my friend, if you come to the saving knowledge of Christ in this day, it was probably going to cost you your family, going to cost you your property, going to cost you your name. It was great suffering. It came with the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I want you to understand, and despite that,
they still believed. Amen. And thank God. They must be something special about the Lord. Amen. And I want you to understand. And no doubt these Judaizers that was in that place, some of them hadn't got all the way in. I mean, they'd been in that place where they had some knowledge of Christ, but they was turning back to what Paul would call out of the church of Galatia the weak and the beggarly element. I want to remind you of this. That, hey, it's a lot of folks, thank God, that I mean, they've got in that place where they've got about 1 foot, I mean, heading in that right direction. And the Apostle Paul is encouraging them. Thank God there's nothing back there. Just go on ahead. Amen. I'll go ahead and attest to that. Thank God I'm sure enough glad that what's behind me ain't worth going back to. Amen. I don't know about nobody else, but I don't miss those days. I don't miss those days that was back there. I never have. Well, I mean, I'm honest with you. I never have since then. Since the Lord came, since the Lord had done a work in my heart, never have. I passed by the bar and thought, man, I'd sure like to be sitting in there. Amen. I never have, but I'll tell you, there'd be time to time somebody will send me, Brother Savage, a good old-fashioned Holy Ghost meeting. Maybe somebody's had on YouTube. Brother Bill, and I'll think, man, I wish I was there. Thank God. Hey, something about what God's done for us in this place. And that if you've ever gotten in, thank God you don't want out. Amen. Amen. Thank God. Hey, there's no chance in this world. My friend, you couldn't bribe me out. I couldn't push me out. Couldn't draw me out. Thank God, and Satan couldn't ever kick me out. I'm glad I'm sealed up by the blood, in earnest by the Spirit, and I'm kept to the day of redemption. I say, thank God, thank God. I'm saying this. The Apostle Paul was telling those. He said, just go on in. Amen. And then there was some, thank God. He wasn't in, but they had enough knowledge they could get in. And the Apostle Paul writes Hebrews to remind them, hey, you better not go back. Amen. He said, now if you go back now, he said, you're caught in between two worlds. There's that old world that you've been a part of, that religious world that never did bring you no praise. And now you've heard of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost has came, pounded in your heart, and said, that's Him. If you ever go back that way again, hey, you're not never going to get what you need. I'm saying this, thank God. Thank God I found everything I needed in the Lord Jesus Christ. But I want you to watch this. And not only those that need to get in, and He's warning those that, thank God they're not saved, but they're going back out. But then we find this. This would be the heart of the message tonight. Three times in the book of Hebrews, you find the word go recorded. And what I'd like to preach on tonight is simply this. It's the further you go, the better this gets. Amen. I want to remind you, thank God. Hey, look here, friend. I really do mean that with all my heart. Hey, Brother Claiborne, I'm standing on his heart before God. And the further I've went in this thing, the better it has gotten. Amen. I can't think of nothing else like that. I wish somebody help me on that one. Hey, but I'm saying right where we're at tonight. Hey, boy, the further down the road this thing gets, I mean, it just gets gooder and gooder. Hey, watch what your Bible said. I'm going to give you about 3 or 4 things, and I'm going to go to the house. And the Word of God says this in verse 1. He said, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, he said, let us go on. I mean, thank God, the further you go, the better it gets. And listen, here's what he's saying. I don't want you to get mixed up here. He's not telling us, thank God, that you ought to leave the Lord Jesus Christ and go find something new. That's not the point of what he's saying. And what he's saying is, yes, there is some base fundamental doctrine that everybody ought to know of. But thank God, if you've been in this thing for 40 years sometime, you ought to get off the milk and get on some meat. Amen. It's time to go on, thank God. I still like to drink a little milk. But praise God, it's meat time. Amen. And I got thinking about what what the Bible said. How many said, now listen, oh, that's good. It's good to stand up and say, I only know how to quote one verse, and it's John 3:16. That's a good verse to quote your teeth, that cut your teeth on. I've grown up quoting, and I still love it to this day. But thank God, some point in time, let's move on a little deeper into the holiness of Christ, and to my friend, the other attributes that the Lord Jesus Christ possesses. Let's go out a little deeper in this thing. If God help us, I'll say this. The further you go in the scripture, the better it gets. Amen. Amen. Praise God, that felt good in my soul. I'm saying this. Hey, listen to me, friend. I talk to folks all the time, Rick, and they'll say, well, that book, I try to read the Bible, and it just don't do nothing for me. If you're saved, it did something for you. Amen. Thank God. Thank God. If you're saved by the grace of God, I don't care. You know how you got there, neighbor? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. I found this. If it was a mighty deep well to bring me unto salvation, there's probably some hidden treasures that's down in this book. You agree with that? I'll say this. Thank God. I mean, the doctrines of this Bible, and the further you get, the better it is. Hey, look here, even when you're reading it, hey, you start off in Genesis, and we start off real high, and then before long it goes real low, and you know how it is. I'm not pointing no fingers or nothing like that. I don't know who started or who did, but every year in January, I talk to folks, they say, Brother Kevin, this is the year, and I'm going to read my Bible all the way through, and to Brother Nathaniel, they start off in Genesis, and boy, that's good, and they like Exodus, and boy, that's good, but long about Leviticus, amen, that starts to slowing down, and I look here, friend, and say, oh, I don't know, and by the time they get to Deuteronomy, I'll say, this book's just boring, amen, but look here, it's because you ain't went further. I mean, you keep going further on out in that thing, and you're going to get over there into the book of Joshua, and thank God, whenever they couldn't get out, and then old Joshua said, let's cross the Jordan and head on in. Hey, you're going to get over there in the book of Daniel, and whenever Daniel looks out ahead of time, and he sees that stone that was hewed out of a rock, and thank God, the old Ancient of Days, and you'll feel that little bubbly down on the inside of your soul, and you'll get over there in Isaiah 53, and get to reading about the one that was wounded for our transgression, and the one that was bruised for our iniquity, and there's something that'll start going on down on the inside, and you'll get to reading over there in the book of Jeremiah, and thank God, thank God, and get to reading about that fire shut up in a bone, and you'll find, hey, got a little help there, amen. But oh, listen, 400 silent years, and Malachi ends up, and then all of a sudden, looky, amen. I mean, Matthew 1 shows up, and Christ comes down, and God in the flesh, and that's pretty good, amen. And you get over there, thank God. Now listen, that was good news, man. But it wasn't really. It was shut up for the Jews, Nathaniel. And that day, he said, I came not but for the lost sheep of Israel. But the further you get, the better it is, amen. I keep reading that Bible, Brother Jones. Get over there in Acts chapter number 2. Thank God. And the Holy Ghost fell. Hey, amen. I'm talking about, listen, as old Brother Buster Seaton said, when the Holy Ghost came out and set sail the ship of Zion, and she's a bit of sailing ever since. Amen. Hey, look here, friend. And you keep turning over, and then you find the Gentiles get in, and it gets pretty good. And then you find the letters to us, and the man, they get pretty good. Listen, I don't want to spoil the book, but if you turn all the way to the end of it, it's real, real good. Amen. I'm just saying, thank God. Hallelujah. Some of you ain't even listening. Amen. But I'm saying this. And the further you get out in that thing, the better it gets. And a spoiler alert, amen, it ends as good as any book has ever ended. Amen. Hey, they thank God. And look here, friend, and they always put up in those books when you're kids and with princes and princesses, and they all in this way. Hell, I'll say, Brother Dustin, and they lived happily ever after. I've got good news. Amen. Thank God. And you say, preacher, I just don't know. I'm telling you, the deeper you get in this doctrine, the better it gets. And look here, friend, I'd encourage you tonight. I'm gonna say this. You just have to do with it what you want to. And if Cameron gets mad at me, he can fight me, all right? I was talking to Cameron this week, and the Cameron said, brother, he said, I've been reading in the book of Ecclesiastes, and he said, that's my favorite book now. And I thought, wait till you read the next one. Amen. Amen. Thank God. You know what happens? You get to opening up that book, Brother Kevin, and all of a sudden there's things that start jumping off the page. And I'll tell you what God does with that Bible, Joe. He takes the book of Ecclesiastes and he starts using the preacher to preach to you right where you're at. He takes the book of Ruth and he brings it forward all the way to where we're at, and he starts speaking to us about right now. Amen. I'm saying this, the further you get, the better it is. Amen. How the doctrines get better. But I'm going to tell you this, the further you get into devotion. And now look here, friend, the reason some folks don't enjoy the Lord, they ain't never got deep enough in the Lord to ever really enjoy him. Amen. But I'll tell you what I find when I'm getting the further I've got in this Bible. I'll tell you this, I got to reading one time, and I remember, I think you'll have to go home and look at it, but I think it's Luke chapter number 10. That the Bible talks about Mary, whenever Martha was serving in the house, and Martha came out and said, Lord, why dost thou not bid my sister Mary to help me? She was coming about with much servant. That the Bible says that Mary sat at his feet and heard his word. I thought, there's old Mary sitting at his feet hearing his word. And son, I kept flipping the pages, and I ended up in John chapter 11. And Mary, then I said, well, there she is again. And this time she's down at his feet, and she's got sorrow in his heart. And she just went to the same feet, and she heard from the word. She must have got something, Brother Donnie, there that she thought, I believe if I get a little further in this thing, it'll get even better. And then you flip the next page, John chapter 12, and she's no longer sitting here, and she's no longer sitting weeping, but she's down at his feet worshiping. And I thought, thank God. Hey, look here, friend, I'm saying this, the deeper you get in this thing, the better it gets. I don't know nobody, not one person, that's ever said, man, I've given the Lord everything I had, and said, boy, the Lord ain't much. Amen. Oh, no, you'll never hear that. Everybody, the further they get, listen, the further they get, the better he is. Amen. I'm going to say this, and this will mess up a bunch of preachers, but the further I've gotten duty, the sweeter this thing's gotten. Amen. I mean, look here, friend. I know some folks that they act like God made them to preach 45 years ago, and he's been making them ever since. They hate the people they're preaching to. They hate the churches they're pastored of. I wish somebody help me on that one. Amen. Y'all don't think that's right. Brother Claiborne, tell them that's right. Amen. Hey, some of them, they say, boy, that church I got this and there and that and there. They're mad every time they come in. But I'm going to say this, friend. That's not been my experience in serving God. That has not been what I have experienced. Thank God, September 25th, 1999, God put me in the ministry. And there's a big difference. Amen. But Chase, I've been enjoying it ever since I got enjoying it. Amen. And it just keeps getting better. And the further you get in this thing, nobody got to twist my arm, get me to go to church. Hey, thank God I don't come in thinking I hate Amazing Grace and they hate me. Amen. Every time I come up here, it's not a boxing match. Amen. Thank God. I enjoy it. Amen. And I want you to understand something. Thank God. I'm 9 years in this thing here, and I'll tell you this. Thank God. I've been enjoying it more now than I ever have. Amen. And I hope if God lets me stay 50 more, and it just keeps getting better and better and better. Amen. I'll tell you what I know about this. I've read enough of this book to know that's how it ends. Amen. He'll say, how do you know? At the end of Paul's life, he ain't talking about who wronged him. As far as beating him, he ain't talking about who smote him. He ain't talking about who stoned him. He ain't talking about none of that stuff. He looks up and he says, oh Lord. He said, I sure fought a good fight. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. He said at the end of his life, he said, Lord, I finished my course. And thank God I kept the faith. I'm telling you, praise God, friend. We get to the end of this thing, and the further we get, and the better it is. Amen. Oh, yes. I thank God for youngins. I bless the Lamb of God. I think you ought to have, every Life Church ought to have folks in every age group. Amen. Has the Lord help them there. But I'm going to say this, thank God, listen. We've gotten to these two extremes. Hey, so some churches, they put the youngins off somewhere else. But I never did find that in the Bible. Now, I'm not against what anybody else has done. Whatever they do at their church is their business. But I never have found that. I'll tell you what I did growing up farming. And I never did watch my dad go out there, and whenever he'd throw out the feed, he never did separate the calves from the cows. Amen. You know what he'd do? He'd throw that food out there, and the cows would come eat, and then the calves would come in too. Amen. And I feel like that's the way preaching ought to be. I feel like, thank God, there ought to be a little something in here for those seasoned sheep, and there ought to be a little something for the lambs. I thank God, every now and then I like to preach just because I want to preach. Amen. Ought to be a little something to make me happy, thank God. And I believe all of it ought to honor the Lord. Amen. I'm feeling pretty good right there. You're going to have to leave me alone for a second. I'm simply saying this. I want you to understand, friend, we get in the house of God. We're in this place right here where the Lord's helping us on every kind. Hey, some wants to put the little ones on this side, and then they want to do away with their elders. Hey, but I thank God for the silver hair. Amen. I thank God for the white hairs. I think those white hairs ought to stand up and tell back to those youngins and say, hey, and the further you get, and the better it is. Amen. Amen. Thank God. I want to say this. Turn with me if you Bible. I better move on. I may preach right there all night. Amen. Hebrews chapter number 11. I want to say this to you. The further you get in Scripture, the better this thing is. Amen. But I want you to notice this in the book of Hebrews chapter number 11, verse number, start anywhere. It doesn't matter. Amen. I'll start in verse number 8. He said, by faith Abraham, when he was called to go. Amen. He said, is called to go out to a place which he should hereafter receive for an inheritance. He obeyed and he went out, not knowing whether he went. Thank God, but I want you to skip on down. Here in verse 16, it said, but now they desire a better country. Amen. And we ought to thank God. Go on. And the further you get in the Scriptures, the better it is. But I want to say this, the further you get in service, thank God, the better it is. Amen. Oh, Abraham sitting there. How you get to follow the Lord by faith. And listen, that first time, don't let nobody kid you. And the first time you really step out on faith, it's tough. Amen. And you're standing there. And you ain't hardly figured out which way. If you're going to cut off from the shore and launch out into the deep. If you're going to rest on the boat. Kick around in the shallows. But I'm saying, man, whenever you really go all in for God. And you say, God, listen. Whether we have to sink or swim, I'm in it for you. Amen. And you step out and you start trying to follow God. I'll tell you what I found this out. And the further you get in that thing, and the better it is. Oh, Abraham was in the Ur of the Chaldees whenever God called him to come out. And it just said he obeyed. And look here, God didn't even set his GPS, amen. He just said, you go, thank God. And the Bible said he obeyed, not knowing whether he went, amen. Hey, look here, friend. The only thing he was looking to was not his global position and system, but the God position system. He kept his eyes set due north, and wherever God said go, that's where he went. Amen. And I want to say this, at the end of his life, he said, I'm a desiring something far better. Amen. Far better. I want you to listen to me, friend. If we had some folks just go after God, I'll tell you what you'd find out. At the further you get in this thing, hey, look here, I got to think about this. You know, over in the book of this is Ecclesiastes, amen. In the book of Ecclesiastes, it says, chapter 10, I think, it says two are better than one. And they said, for they have a good reward for their labor. That may be chapter 4 now, I think about it. Somebody go look, you tell me later, all right? But thank God, says two are better than one, for they have a good reward for their labor. And Brother Bobby, I got thinking about that, and I thought, I come in the house of God, and sometimes I just raise one hand, and I ain't sure why I do that on account I got two. Amen. Thank God. Amen. He said two's better than one. Amen. Yeah. Is that right or not right? Sometimes I get to preach it, and I'll get one amen. Sometimes, Nathaniel, it's you. Amen. He'll say amen. And you know what I got to think it? I'd like to have another, and two's better than one. Amen. And praise God. Amen. I'm saying this, friend. Whenever we get out and we get to study it, I get to singing, get to serving, I get to doing all those things, and two's better than one. His service gets better. It ought to get better. You ought to enjoy. Look here. Chris, I think you and Robin, I think you ought to enjoy singing more now than you ever have in your whole life. Amen. I mean, Josh, I think every time you get up, and I know, look here, I know it's not always. I know it's not always. Thank God angels sing it and doves descend it. I understand all that. But look here, I'm not singing or preaching for that either. Amen. We ought not be serving for a response. Our songs to the Lord. Our messages from the Lord. And thank God, last time I checked, if everybody goes quiet and it honors Him, thank God that's all I was aiming for to start with. Amen. Oh, listen. I'm saying this. Oh, Abraham went out. And I got to thinking about some folks that they just kept on serving God. And if they could today, they would attest the further they went, the sweeter it got. And the better it got. I thought old Enoch would say that, wouldn't he? Amen. You better believe it. Thank God. At Genesis chapter 5, that's a good one. Thank God. Oh, Enoch was out one day walking with God. And the Bible says Enoch walked with God. And he was not. Amen. I just imagine in my mind's eye that last time was not the first time. But every time they walked, I believe old Enoch would tell us and say, serving the Lord. And say, the further you go, the sweeter this thing gets. Amen. I mean, the visitations get sweeter. Now look at me, friend. He said, now listen, I love it. I love when the glory world shows up. Everybody understand what I'm saying? I mean, I just about live for that stuff, honestly. And to the point I got to watch myself. I love to watch God move on other folks. I love to get to watching God help other folks. But that's not really what it's about. But look here, friend. I'm talking about the further you go in this thing. And now listen, even these times, I get to shout out and run pews, and I love it, Dad. But the Lord knows my heart. And the sweetest service that there is whenever it's just you and God. And there's not nothing like that. When listen, I mean, I appreciate God showing up here, but He may showed up and helped you because somebody else was seeking after Him. Amen. But boy, whenever he comes by your address, and it's just you and Him, and the King of all glory, and shows up to your house and knocks on your door and says, I'd like to sup with you a while. I'm telling you, look here, neighbor, I wouldn't trade every treasure the world has for that. Amen. It gets better and better. Amen. And listen, there's a time, I'm telling myself here, and I'm moving on. I'm trying. You pray for me. But there's a time, you know, you pray, and then you got your timer set. I'm sure nobody else has ever prayed like that. You know, you go, well, I got to be done praying by about 5:30 or whatever the time that is. And, hey, you know, I got up a little late, so, Lord, you get about 10 minutes of my time. Hey, Brother Nathaniel, I'm going to tell you this. Now, we're wired up. Me and Nathaniel's wired up a lot alike. Everybody in here knows that we don't like to sit still. We don't like to we like to keep them trucking, all right? And if I'm waiting on you, I feel like I'm a wasting time. You understand what I'm saying? If I'm having to wait on you the whole time I'm waiting on you, I am thinking to myself about how many thousands of things I could be doing while I'm waiting on you. Amen. But there's one fellow that every time I wait on him, he's well worth waiting on. Amen. And, praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'll tell you what I found out. He's worth waiting on when it comes time to pray. And you bow your head. Don't just take off into it. But thank God, just wait on the Lord. And you'll find out when God shows up, our business picks up. Amen. I'm saying this, thank God. He's worth waiting on. And when He shows up, there's been some times that I've cut Him off. I've said, all right, Lord, it's 5:30 and I got to go. But I'm telling you, look here at this point in my life, there's nothing sweeter than a visitation from the Holy Ghost of God. Our work can wait. Our church can wait. Everybody else can wait. But as long as he's talking, I want to be listening, amen. And the further you go, the sweeter this thing gets, amen. Oh yes, visitations get sweeter. I want to say this, vision gets clearer further you go. I thought about them two fellas walking, Elijah, walking on the road to Emmaus. And they started off that journey and they didn't have very good vision. Praise God, I'm about to preach myself happy. Y'all better watch out now. I'm telling you, there's a walking down that road on the road to Emmaus. And while there's a walking, and the Bible says that their eyes was holding, that they should not see. And but boy, there was a time that they got there. And the Bible says it like this, said he was made known unto them in the breaking of bread. And the boy, the Bible said, and their eyes was open. And that's what they said. They said, did not our hearts burn within us? Amen. And thank God. I'm going to say this. The further you get down this thing, and the better your vision gets. It gets off the world, it gets on Christ. And the longer I look here, I'm being honest with you. And when I was 18, 24, I thought that probably just about everything I'd ever done, that I'd done it, amen. And then now I'm standing back looking on my life, and I'm thinking, man, I never did do one thing. And there was God there, there was God there. And the Lord made this decision, the Lord made that decision. Everywhere I've been, and all I've done, and God's opened up my eyes and opened up my heart, and I see it's the grace of God the whole way. I'm saying this, the further you go, the better it gets, amen. Oh yes, I want you to listen, visions get clearer, but I want you to understand victories get greater. Do you understand that? Thank God. Amen. Oh, John the Revelator sitting there. You know, this ain't Bible, but tradition says that they plucked out his eyes, lit him, they put him down in a boiling cauldron of oil, burned him all over, and exiled him on the Isle of Patmos. That's what tradition says. Now, I don't know if that's true or not true. I don't know. I do know this is true. I know why he's on the Isle of Patmos on the Lord's Day.
Yeah.
He didn't have to have a church around him. Amen. There wasn't no Baptist preacher preaching. Just him by himself. Exiled on an island by himself. And the Bible says somehow or another there's somebody else showed up. Amen. Woo, praise God. I'm telling you what. He said, thank God I was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day. And now listen, the Lord said, you all know I'm not going to preach on the rapture, but I feel like I ought to hit it while I'm passing by it. Amen. I thank God. He said, come up hither. That's a picture of it. And the Lord's calling the church out. He shows them tribulation. He shows the Antichrist, the beast, the false prophet. He shows them all of that stuff. But then all of a sudden he looks over in Revelation 19. And he said, boy, I see the battle that'll end all battles. Amen. He's sitting over there on the Isle of Patmos. And he said, oh, Nero, looks like you've won a little battle. But then God shows him how the whole war ends. Amen. I think, look here, friend. It's never been almost. Does everybody understand that? It's never been close. There's never even really been a battle. Amen. And the Lord was victorious before the world ever began. Amen. We just all wait until it happens. But boy, he stepped back and he saw him coming, riding on a white horse. Have the saints of God clothed in fine linen coming with it. I'm saying this, old John say, and just wait, and the further we get, the better it is. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Guarantee it.
Amen.
Money back guarantee.
Amen.
All right, watch this. I'm trying to move on. I'm telling you, this is, Lord's helping me. I don't know about you. Here's the Bible says this. Turn on over with me in Hebrews chapter number 13. Watch this scripture. Hebrews chapter number 13. We find the further you go into scriptures, better it gets. Further you go into service, the better it gets. Now boy, I like this here. Verse number 13. The Bible says, wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, that's verse 12, suffered without the gate. Verse 13 said, let us go forth, therefore, unto him. I don't know where you're at. I'm in Hebrews 13. That's verse 12 and 13. Amen. I don't know what I told you, but that's where I'm at. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 13.
He said, let us therefore go out. Amen. You know who he's going to there? I'm going to say this. The further you get in the Savior, the better this thing is. Amen. I mean, now listen, you can go as far as the church will go, and it may not never be good to you. Amen. But I'll promise you this. Whenever the Apostle Paul, and I do believe it was the Apostle Paul, had wrote the book of Hebrews, amen. And when the Apostle Paul is writing to those Hebrews believers, he said, now fellas, listen, I don't know what you're going to go back to, but I want to tell you this. If you'll go to the Savior, he's better than anything that's ever been back there. And the whole 13, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God. Look here, neighbor. This whole thing, 13 rich chapters are laden down with a simple fact that the Lord Jesus Christ is better than anything that the world ever has to offer. Hey, Hannah, I'll show you my notes a little later. But he's a better high priest. Amen. At Hebrews chapter number 4. Hebrews chapter number 7. Thank God, verses 21. And down to verse number 25. I'll tell you what makes him a better high priest. Hey, man, he's unchangeable. He's, thank God, made after the order of Melchizedek. Kids today. That's neither beginning of days nor ending of life. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. His priesthood's unended. I want to go on record as saying this. He's a better priest altogether. Oh, you couldn't touch Aaron before he went into the holy place. But ain't it a thousand wonders that sitting right here where we're at today, how we can come touch our high priest. I'm telling you, the further you get, the better it is. Amen. There's nothing much like it. You can't touch the Pope. You can't even kiss his ring. Amen, Brother Josh. Praise God. Can't even look here. Hey, some Baptist preachers won't even let you get close to them. They some Baptist congregation members that won't either. They are way too holy to ever let a sinner touch them. Amen. Praise the Lord. I could run on that one right there. That's all right. He's helping me. I'm saying this. They ain't hardly nothing like, not nothing, when you come into the house of God and you know you can bow on your face before God. And what Hannah read, we have a high priest. We have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, tempted in all points like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore go boldly to the throne of grace that we might obtain mercy and find grace to, or obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. There's not hardly nothing like coming to the house of God and reaching out and touching a hold of somebody that you can get a hold of. He's better. We're standing in a better covenant right now. Amen. Further you go, the better this gets. Hey, Julie, I didn't bring no lamb with me tonight. Not literal. Not. Y'all understand what I'm saying? Didn't come in the back door bond. I didn't cut no throat. There's no trail of blood. Standing where we're standing at right now, we find, oh my. Boy, that sacrifice has already been given.
Yep.
Hebrews chapter 9, verses 23 and following, whenever it talks about that better blood, not the blood of goats and of heifers sprinkling, none of that. Own blood. That's pretty good. Hebrews 10:19, that's a real good one too. I'm just throwing you some out. Go home and read them. Y'all listen. Now here where we're standing at today, in a better covenant. I'm not under the law. Listen. I want to go on record as saying this. Sam, nobody will get offended. They probably will, but you wouldn't. I know. Neither would nobody. You won't either, probably. The reality is, if we was under the law, we'd all be dead. I'd have never made it to teenage years. They took me out and stoned me somewhere. And they probably would have you too. Amen. Amen. But boy, what a blessing it is to stand in the dispensation of grace. Where the faults and the failures, mistakes and missteps are all not just covered by the blood, but the blood's completely cleansed them and taken them away. Pretty good. Better covenant, better blood, better sacrifice. He's a better person. Better Moses and Aaron. Hebrews 1:4, he's better than the angels. Thank God. He's better, look here, he's better than Moses. Better than the tabernacle. The further that this thing gets, and the more he talks about the Lord Jesus Christ, you know what Paul comes to the conclusion of? Further I've gotten this thing with him, the better off he is. And I'm saying this to you tonight, I don't know where you're at, but the Bible's real clear. We ought to, further you get in the Scriptures, further you get in the service, and the further you get in the Savior, the better this is. Now, if this thing's not just stirring your heart, maybe it's time just to go a little further. Just, let's stand, I'm done. Stand to your feet. I'm done preaching. I'm not going to tarry. He comes by and he looks at those that are on the inside and he says, hey, let's leave some of these. Let's leave some of these things we've been doing our whole life and let's go out deeper. Yeah. Let's go do more. Let's go serve deeper. Brother Donnie, you come, Alyssa, come. Get on, get us a song, help us. I don't know your heart. And I'm gonna say this for those that's here that you're born again by the grace of God. There's a draw from the world drawing you back. What are you going to go back to? This thing's better. I got better songs. I wish somebody would help me on that. Got better people. For sure. Got a better book. Guarantee that. Got a better spirit. Got a better friend. Amen. Ain't that right? Praise God, y'all. I'm going to preach myself happy twice tonight.